Well, here we are again. If you're not already like, stop with the audio crap, but it sounds like nobody's saying that, so woohoo!
Everybody likes it!
I know! Amazing. It's awesome! It's pretty sweet. But we thought we would husk some we're gonna have corn on the cob for dinner as part of our din din, so we thought we'd husk some corn and talk to you guys about who the hell whatever knows.
Whatever comes out.
We don't even know anymore. Just random
we
shit.
Have no fucking idea.
Yeah. So Steve's over there grabbing,
I'm just getting corn.
Grabbing corn, and I'm,
100-mile market, corn.
Yeah! I love the 100-mile market. We've talked about this in written form, but
yes,
hey.
We did talk about this before.
We can talk about it in audio form. What'd you do?
Oh, no, there's just a bag hanging out there.
Okay.
Hello.
There we go.
I'm a crazy man.
I see! What the hell was up with that voice?
I don't know.
Guys? Guy. Yeah.
You guys?
How are you?
Yeah, so... Ouch! Sorry, Karen.
You step on toes and it hurts.
I stepped on Karen's foot.
Right hurts. There. Anyway.
All right, we got corn.
Yes. What was that?
And one of those corns fell down.
Did you find it?
I'm about to find it.
Don't let it roll off the fucking balcony.
Well, I don't do that. Unless it already has, I will not let it do that. There we go, I have it. There we go.
Gave me a scare because I had toothpaste pump memories. But he remembers those
yes,
old...
the toothpaste pump.
Yes,
you
I'm thinking...
Tell that story for the new people?
Again? Oh, man.
Again.
I told it on a revoluting in an audio form.
Okay. But, I just went for the new people.
All right. Well, I lost a toothpaste pump off his balcony here. Out the little crack at the bottom.
I gotta grab a beer. I'll be right back.
You do that. And it landed on someone else's balcony, or hopefully not somebody else's head. I never ended up with a law. I never ended up with a lawsuit, and never had
we
to.
Have some neighbors
we never. Yeah, never had to test out that liability insurance they put on our renter's insurance. Thank God. But yeah, toothpaste pump just fit right between the crack and rolled down and landed somewhere down below. Never heard about it, so I don't know what that means. Anyway, 100 Mile Market. They started this website where you could buy food from places near here, so you knew it was like local stuff, and God, is it good! Whenever a box of it comes, Trixie tries to jump in the box, because I think, I don't know, even she can tell it's different than your regular run-of-the-mill food. And, she tried to see if she could jump into the box. We caught her in time, but it was quite the leap she was planning. But yeah, she gets very excited whenever we cook with, look at, put away, or do anything with any kind of 100-mile food. Where do you want me to sit?
Any 100-mile anything. She loves what the trickster does.
She does. What do you want me to do? Do you want me to husk some and? I don't know what you want me to do.
One of the things I was going to do...
Oh, yeah.
I there is a point to this cast other than husking corn.
And, yeah.
And just beerbling.
Rambling like goofheads.
Beerbling?
What the hell is beerbling?
It's a new word,
is
apparently.
It like burbling and yattering? I don't know.
Where's the bag?
Oh, the bag? The bag's here.
Okay.
The bag is there.
I'll start out normal, but while I explain things, I'll start this so that I don't waste a whole lot of time. I was talking yesterday to my dad. Some people know about my dad, some people don't know about my dad. My dad had a nice alcohol problem. It was lovely. He still sort of has it. But not quite as bad. But the only reason he doesn't have it quite as bad is because he had a stroke.
Yeah, that was scary.
And this stroke resulted in not only some severe brain damage, he can still sort of talk and communicate with you. He can kind of, do all that stuff if he wants to.
He has some creative words like yes, boombox.
Yes, a silo is a boombox, and the reason it's a boombox is because all the fires start up there, in the, like for the barn fire.
Yeah, so they go boom.
So they go boom. And the silo is round, so I guess it's a box. So to him, it's a boombox.
It's a boombox.
So, my dad, you basically have to speak dad to talk to him.
And it's fun sometimes when you're trying to figure out the word he's going for. She'll ask him,
oh, yes,
is it snow?
No!
Is it ice? No!
No!
thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. And yeah, and then he'll get it. You know, you never know quite what you're gonna get when you talk to Dad for a while. But yesterday I was talking to him and.
But he also can't use one of his arms, right?
Yes, he. One of the things about Dad is not only did he have the brain damage and such, but he has limited use of.
What was that?
That was my elbow pulling off some corn and hitting the thing. It scared the hell out of the dog, which was awesome. But no, he's only got he's got use of one arm pretty much fully and no use of the other one.
Trix has gone into the house.
And
that's hilarious.
And he's got pretty much the one leg and a little bit of use of his other one. So he's kind of not functioning at full strength in several ways. So, we were talking yesterday, and I happened to mention that, we're probably going to have corn on the cob this weekend. And he was talking about how he had corn on the cob, and it wasn't too bad, and we've had corn on the cob, and it wasn't too bad. But he said, corn on the cob's a bitch, is, pretty much what he said, and I said, yeah, I guess it would be for you, and he said, yeah. When you only got one fucking hand.
Yes. Because
that's how my dad talks. You'd have to know my dad. I'm not exaggerating. That's where I kind of get it from.
Well, we did talk about that in that swearing post about how how your dad should participate in that study because they would learn new and creative words.
They sure would.
And then we also looked at that cable MP3 and said that yes. Was your dad.
Yes, there is that.
Yes.
But yeah, he's only got the one hand and he happened to mention, what? Corn's a bitch. Corn's terrible for me. I have a real hard time with it, like corn on the cob. Because even eating it is hard.
Yeah, because I hold it with two hands.
Yeah, you usually hold it with two hands and you eat around it. Not if you're him. Because you only got one hand. So, he talks about having to do all this, crazy stuff with it. And even husking it is hard for him. Because, he's only got the one hand. Because, usually when you husk, you break the end off and you take a bunch off. And then, you kind of pull in either direction on the corn here and a lot more husk comes off. And you can usually have a corn, a corn cob husk in, about 30 seconds?
Yeah, pretty much. So how many have you done now?
I've done three.
You've done three.
In this time, because I've been sort of dawdling because I'm talking.
Well, sure, yeah.
But yeah, I've got three, and we're husking six.
Yeah.
I have three sitting here.
Yeah. Are you going to try one of them one
day? But I'm just imagining my dad.
Yeah.
And because he said, I love corn on the cob, but I have a hell of a time eating it now because it's a bitch.
I may have to try and eat it with one hand.
I may have to try that too, but I was thinking, it'd be really hard both ways, but it'd be really hard to husk it.
Yeah.
Because how the hell do you break the end off?
Yeah.
Because you what do you brace it against? Like, do you put it
Do you bring your something? Chin, do you bring something chest? Out like one of his cooler things? And the cooler wouldn't be high enough.
I don't think he would, because my dad with one hand, he'll open beer caps with his teeth.
Yeah. Yeah.
He'll hold the beer in one hand and just twist it off with his head.
Ugh.
And. That fucks up his teeth, and we wish he would stop doing that. And we try and tell him to quit doing that, and you try and find him some sort of thing that he can
use.
Well,
we have an opener, but for jars and stuff, but
yeah,
not for beer
but,
caps.
But part of it is his own stubbornness.
Mm-hmm.
Because, part of him is like, I know I've only got one hand, and part of him is, milking it.
Mm-hmm.
Basically.
Mm-hmm.
But there's another part of him that has too much pride to admit that he is brain damaged and crippled.
Mm.
So, he's a hard guy to explain. But the bottom line is, he can only husk and eat his corn with one hand.
Mm.
And I know some people hate this who have disabilities, but I'm going to try
the corn husk challenge,
the one-handed corn husk challenge. I'm going to grab this corn here, and I may, Karen, if you have an extra hand, hold on, I'm going to take a sip of this here.
What do you want me to do?
I want you to hold this beer in case I try and brace something against the table.
Right.
Because shit may go flying. I'm going to move this pot. I got this corn with one hand. My right hand does not exist.
Yeah.
This cob of corn here, I've got with my left hand. I'm gonna try and brace it against it. I cannot break this.
What the fuck?
So, I'm gonna try, if I brace it with my chin,
He's got his chin down against the corn. He's got the face on this corn. I wonder if that woman who likes to watch us is wondering what in the bleep we're doing.
I can't do that.
Ooh, the bleep did I marry?
I'm going to have to start just pulling the small parts off the corn. You can hold my hand so you know I don't use it if you can.
Yep.
I don't know if you can. You probably can't, actually, because you have the thing and a beer.
I have a beer and a stream, but I am holding on to his one hand, so I'm telling you, he's not using it.
Yeah, this...
I'm holding on to one finger of it, but I know he's not cheating.
I already fucking hate this right here.
He's not cheating.
No, I'm going to break this
it
between my legs.
Violently. Oh,
now
my God.
I between my legs.
Husk picked a cob between his legs.
I got some cob out. How do I open this bag?
Shitballs. I can't help you. I feel horrible.
No, I know. There's the thing. I've got, like, this corn husk bag.
Foot?
And it's partway open, but it's not completely open. Oh, I think I got it.
Oh, you just sent husk onto the floor.
Yeah, I know. It closed.
Fuck you, phone.
Brace this between my legs. Hey, I broke that thing.
Nice.
So, all right. I think that went in.
Yeah, it did.
We have a local phone call.
She can wait. It's the Hupster's mom.
Yeah, I'm gonna keep this. This is hard. Son of a bitch, this is hard because... No, you have to keep it going one way, but then, you know, corn husks, as you go,
start
they move the other way, like against
and then
a
you're
grain.
Fighting with the bag, because you only got one hand.
Yeah, you got one hand. God damn it. This
yeah, he's
hard.
Hanging the one hand by his side. Yeah, he's not doing anything
I
with
absolutely
it.
Am. I am not using that hand to help me in the slightest.
He's still working on the first cob there.
Yes, I'm only going to do one cob this way, because otherwise we won't be eating until, like, Monday.
Yeah, pretty much.
So, you may have to pick some shit up.
I know. I've got my foot on a little bit of it, just keeping it.
Good times. And when I broke that end off, the whole thing didn't come off.
Ah!
So it's perfect.
Just dandy pants.
Yes, dandy pants, absolutely.
Yeah, maybe you can whip out one of your dad's epithets.
Yeah, I can call this cob of corn a cock hump.
Yes, or a... Or a whore.
A whore. Yes.
We weren't running around like raped apes, though.
Yeah, no, it's not a raped ape. Where's that fucking thing?
Right there.
Where is the cock-sucking cock hump? There we go. Okay, I can actually see corn on this.
It's like a friggin' miracle.
And I just got the corn cob tangled in my testicles. That was lovely. Yes. I hope you're eating that one. So. Alright, I think... I husked that with one hand, but... Fuck, that took a long time.
Yes?
Yeah, no, I totally understand how he feels. And I'm lucky because I can go back to using my hand.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how much did I spill?
Not a whole heap.
You know what? Well, actually, I... Yeah, I got...
There's a big chunk that I've been...
A big chunk of husks here.
And there's another piece under my toe.
Yeah, there's like two pieces of husk there that are pretty gigantic. Some stuff's in the bag, but hanging out of the bag.
And there's that.
What do you got under your...
I thought it was there.
Yeah, I got it. Actually, the one that you were keeping an eye on was the smallest.
Oh, well, I suck.
But no, that sucks. I don't want to do that ever again.
Don't have a stroke, dude.
No, don't have strokes, everybody.
Don't have strokes,
that's
ladies and gentlemen.
That you're,
Yeah.
You know, no. Don't, you know, as much as I enjoy beer and as much as I may seem like an alcoholic to some people, Karen knows. Where's my...
Here's your beer.
Okay. Yeah, no. Karen knows. I got nothing on this fellow.
I saw how much he would wake up in the morning, yawn, and crack a beer.
Yeah, pretty much. So... Yeah.
I spilled it into my system.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, pretty much. It was sad sometimes. Sometimes it was funny. But don't be like that. Because you'll end up having a stroke when you're 51 years old. And
yeah.
I can't believe, you know, that was like 4 years ago now.
Almost five, dude.
Yeah, almost five. So he'll be 57 soon.
56, yeah.
Yeah, sorry. 2, 3, 4, 5. So, yeah, 56.
Yep.
But he just, you know, now he seems older.
Yeah.
Just don't do that.
It's not good.
Don't drink yourself into oblivion every night to, I don't know, just because you think that's how you have to have fun, or because you think you're cool, or because you think it'll help you forget something. Just don't do that. Drink now and then because it's fun. Or, you know, have one or two beers to relax. And he could never do that.
Well,
you know, one or two was like 1-2, like 12.
And
he would do that because, hey, shit, it's Tuesday. Why not? It's got to be noon somewhere. And it's very sad. And, you know, he caused me a lot of pain over my life, but I still love the guy because he's my dad. And that's how he is now.
Yeah.
One hand, 1 1/4 legs.
Yeah.
You know, and he's only in his 50s. He should have still quite a bit of life ahead of him.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But instead, that's how he is. He'll never drive again. He can't think proper. He misses words. It's a bad time.
He needs someone to manage his affairs.
Yeah. Can't do anything for himself. Anyway.
Anyway.
How do we...
Yeah.
Bring this up from
shit
the ball. Abyss here.
I was thinking about that as we're sitting here going,
That
kind of went to hell.
Basically buried a dude and opened up to you people more than I usually do, because a lot of people, you know, back in the day didn't know that.
That's true. So. Do you want me to edit anything?
No. I wouldn't have said it if I, if I didn't want it there.
I said something maybe I shouldn't have.
What did you say?
Well, the manager's stuff thing.
No, that's true.
It's true.
You wouldn't expect a guy with severe brain damage to manage his own affairs.
That is true.
You know, we have to help him sometimes with, like, the most simple of things, and it's sad. Like, it really is sad, you know? Like, alcoholism, as fun as it seems sometimes from the outside, it's not fun, and it's not a good thing. So, don't do that. You know... Fuck, drink all you want, do all the drugs you want, just have fun, just make sure you can control yourself. And if you feel like you can't control yourself anymore, get help. Because there are so many times that I wish my dad had gotten help, or I wish, you know, other people that I've known through my life have gotten help. And they don't get the help. And sometimes, you know, having a leg and a half is where you end up.
Mm-hmm.
Just don't do that, everybody. Get the help if you feel like you need the help. You know, if you feel like you can't handle it anymore, talk to somebody. Because you need to, obviously. So, anyways, that's the heavy part of the audio.
Yeah.
Did you hear about the... No.
Yeah.
I don't know what to even say.
Really?
We only got two corns left. Let me husk these. What else did we want to talk about?
We were going to talk about this thing where people have this weird way of saying food around here.
Yes.
I said food a couple of times when I was talking about 100 Mile Market.
Yes.
And I thought, I have to remember, what is with all the girls, it's girls mostly.
Girls and it seems like Guelph people.
Yeah, it's mostly Guelph. They don't say food.
No, like F-O-O-D, no. Out of the question.
Yeah, it has
not
to be...
Not food.
Has to be... Feud.
Yeah, let's go get some feud. Why don't you come down and support the organic local feud?
Yeah.
We're going to go and have some feud today.
It's always like...
So it's like not F-O-O-D, it's like
F-E-E-U-D.
Yeah, U-D.
Yeah.
F-E-E-U-D is basically what
you're doing.
F-E-I-W-D.
Feud.
But either way, no matter what it is, none of those letters...
Yeah.
More than half of the letters in the word that you're saying...
Yeah.
Are not in the word that you're actually saying.
And it's not... Yeah, it's widespread. Even, like, newscasters say feud.
Yeah.
Ugh.
And it's only seems to be in this area. Maybe we're just missing it.
I don't know.
But it's like, feud.
I first thought it was a U of G thing. Like a young person, university
student
thing.
Yeah, maybe a
thing.
Young person, university
And then
thing.
I noticed, I saw somebody talking about local food fest who was grown up saying feud. And I was like...
No.
And then I was at local food fest, which was kind
and
of...
And everybody said feud.
There were people on the mic talking about how it's good to have local food.
Feud!
And have there's some great food you can go eat, and it was
it's
all
It's annoying
like,
because you don't even know what you're eating.
Yeah.
It's not food, you're eating food. It's like, you don't hear that anywhere. We're going to go to school.
Except for if you lived in Senior Res and had a certain staff
No, but that was...
That was more like... That was more like skewl.
Yeah, but that was like skewl.
Yeah.
But it wasn't even... It wasn't like skewl.
Yeah, no.
You know, it was like, we gotta go to skewl. Nobody said that. No. I was like, no, nobody talked about how you were a fool.
No.
It's like, oh my god, you're an idiot. You played me for such a fool. But feud. I don't know what it is, but
everywhere
we've noticed that over like the
feud.
Last year or so.
Yeah.
Like, feud.
Yeah.
It's annoying.
Yes.
Stop doing that.
Yeah, I don't know what's up.
I don't even know why people are doing that, but that's what they're doing. Feud.
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 Yes, local.
What's the temperature of your feud?
Yes.
It's annoying. Stop it. God damn it. Getting angry now. All the corn is husked.
All of our neighbors are like, what the hell?
Yes, the neighbors.
The neighbors. We have some interesting neighbors.
We sure do.
Thankfully, none of those.
Sometime when we're inside.
Thankfully, none of those neighbors, I don't think, fired off fireworks in the hallway or roasted marshmallows in the stairwell.
Yeah.
Those
pretty sure that was not
these ones. No. But now that our corn is husked and everyone is
weird ass cat.
That is what the hell are we gonna call this? Well, that corn cat.
The corn cats.
Yeah.
It's the corn cast, because we were husking corn.
It's true.
Either that or we call it the crybaby cast, because I got all serious on everybody. But...
No.
No, I don't know. My vote's with the corn cast. Because now I say we end this because I have to go in and actually start the boiling of the corn.
Yes, sir. And I have to throw this bag of husky things down
if you could throw that on the garbage chute.
Did you say garbage?
No, I said garbage. Not garbage.
Garbage.
A select few people might understand why that's so funny. They'll assess the jokes. It's funny because we can't say why that's so funny.
I know.
All we can say is garbage.
Yes.
And you can assess the jokes.
Yes.
You know, we've got corns and husks.
Yes.
We're going to put it on the stoves and
the
pots. The
balcony is full of concrete.
Yes, the balcony is all concrete. And metal and concrete. Yeah, we can't say why that's so funny, so if you get that, you get that, and if you don't, you don't. And if you get that, you're probably from here or have lived here in the last little while.
And one of you might want to strangle me. Uh-oh, I better hide.
Yeah, one of you might.
One of you just might. One of you
and
just might want to kill me.
Well, we'll see how that goes. but anyways, we'll be back with something else. Sorry for getting a little serious on everybody here. I want to throw something into the bag here. Sorry for getting a little serious on everybody, but...
Well, I was worried it might happen.
Yeah, I thought it might too. But anyways, that's the audio.
We have more audio. Have no fear.
Oh yeah, there will be more. And it will probably be a lot funnier than this. We apologize.
For sure. Ooh, so, tweets.
Yes, indeed.
Alright.
So, alright, well, Karen will upload this because it's on the stream and she has the stream software. So,
Stream.
We'll talk to you all soon and hopefully we won't...
You better not fuck this up, Mr. Stream.
Yeah, hopefully
I'm pushing the stop...
Fucking downer.
No. I'm pushing the stop recording button and it better say stop recording. Bye-bye!
Bye.